This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
And now it is our time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. San Francisco Mayor London Breed says downtown is finally bouncing back from the pandemic. All of her challengers in the upcoming mayor's race disagree, however, and blame her for its slow recovery. All this comes as the Dreamforce conference kicked off in San Francisco this week, with analysts expecting it will bring in around 45,000 attendees and generate $93 million in spending. All right, Phil, so it wasn't that long ago, you'll recall, you talked about it a lot, Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff threatened to move the event out of San Francisco. So what does this year's Dreamforce say about the state of the city?
Well, what they're saying is that it's a lot better, and there's no talk about it moving out of the city. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised that if in the next week or so we saw some letters saying that they plan on coming back next year. It's 45,000 attendees. It's not as big, as nearly as big as it was pre-COVID, but then a lot of things aren't nearly as big as pre-COVID. It's still the premier convention in San Francisco in terms of size, but, you know, guys, there was a time a few years back when it was one of many that were Apple and other companies were having huge conventions in San Francisco as well. And, you know, Oracle World was really big, and they've moved on. And so, yes, we have this influx right now. Downtown, I was down there this morning. The place is packed. It's like, you know, the old pain in the butt trying to get around and all that other stuff. But the question is, does it last? And we still have a 37% office vacancy rate, and bounce is not a great word for the direction the city's going. I'd say it's moving in that direction, but it's got a ways to go.
Mayor Breed said she wants to focus less on places for office workers and instead create areas that are mixed-use places of fun. But, I mean, how hard is it going to be to get people downtown to do the fun?
Well, I was thinking about that as well, because they're about to announce, you know, opening up one of the streets for outdoor drinking as an Oktoberfest celebration, as a way to get people back into the downtown. And I think it's a great idea. I've been down there on some of their Thursday and other nights when they've blocked off streets and had big parties downtown. And they're very well attended, I would have to say. But as far as the longevity goes for it, you know, San Francisco is a great place to be during the day. But downtown San Francisco is not a great place to be weather-wise at night, because it's cold and windy down there. You know, along the Embarcadero, if you're going to a Giants game, it's picture postcard. But you get in those high-rise areas, and it's cold. And I'm not sure you're going to be able to replicate Bourbon Street on Front Street in San Francisco. But it also reminds me of back when Oakland and Jerry Brown were revitalizing the downtown, and one of the targets was a reopening of the Fox Theater. You know, the concert venue down there gets a lot of attention, draws a lot of people. And I remember when the developer got his first check, and he was talking to Jerry Brown about, you know, the things he was going to do, redo the rafters, redo this. And said, no, Jerry said, no. This money's going into refurbishing the lit-up sign in the front that says Fox Theater. I wanted to go into that. And the developer said, well, that's not going to get us opening this thing any quicker. And Jerry said, I don't care, but at least it'll look like we're doing something and we're open. And that's what the mayor's trying to push.
Oh, that's fun. KCBS insider Phil Mateer, he'll be on live again 7:50 tomorrow morning with Margie and Eric.